Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Monday, March 13th, 2017. Do you feel all prayed up, Marianne?
I do.
I think I do too. Yeah. Or I should say, I know I do because we've been prayed up and
yeah.
We ask God to bless this broadcast and to use what's said and shared and discussed or alluded to or referenced to be a blessing to you. So thanks for having your radio tuned or maybe your computer logged on or, I don't know, iPads, different means that people use to tune in and listen.
Yeah, we should start saying that instead of just the radio.
Yeah. We're more than radio. Okay, so you saw the spattering of things that we prayed about that are in front of me. Anyone that you want to address first off?
Well, I guess I first want to say, I think this is the first day that you are truly over your jet lag.
Yes.
You really are back to yourself. You're energetic, clear. You're not like, I'm kind of tired.
Well, it's been a long haul. I tell everyone, when you return, resist the habit at 2 in the afternoon you're exhausted and you want to sleep because it'll throw off your pattern.
Yeah.
And Holly and I, pretty good the first day, but then it was like 6 in the evening the next day. We both like, we got to go to bed. And then 2 and 3, and I've had the pattern of waking up at like 2 and then 3. And then I got to 4 o'clock. But then, I don't know what happened. The whole pattern, went to sleep early, so was up at 12 and then 2 and then 4. But last night was a little better. So
yeah. Well, you seem like you're back to your old self.
trying. But getting a lot done at like 3 and 4 in the morning.
How great. Yeah. So that's where the emails come from.
Yeah. That's people that have been looking at my emails saying, what are you doing up in the middle of the night? Well, jet lag. And I figure rather than laying awake in bed, I might as well get something accomplished. That's kind of the pattern. But it's been great because we've gotten a lot of stuff done, which includes some of the things here at the Great News Radio Center. If you've stopped by in the last week or two, you may have noticed that unit that we're using next door, we called it Unit 114. We're in Unit 112. Well, there was a door between the two units, and it had easy access, and we were holding Singing Men rehearsals there, and all was working out well. And we had prayed in the past that God would bless this mall and bless the mall owner, Jim. And sure enough, he found a tenant next door. But we now get to utilize room 115B. So that's a few doors down. And so we have our ping pong table set up, held some conversational English classes there and some other gatherings. So we'll see if that becomes a part of the center or, again, just a temporary use.
Nice to have that little extra space.
Yeah, and so on Friday, the painter finished up. They had filled the door in and drywalled and sanded, and now it's all good to go. And so we got a furniture back in place, and it looks like we'll have the Singing Men rehearsals continue here in this nice accommodation. So if you haven't stopped by Lincoln Square in the last few months or since our grand opening, we've changed some things around, and we still have some tote bags and Tootsie Pop banks, and we'll show you around here and show off what God's doing in and through this new center. So it's been exciting.
Hey, people could come on St. Patrick's Day. This is St. Patrick's Day week, and the food court is having Irish beef stew, Irish soda bread, so forth and so on.
Yeah, it's like a $10 meal deal or something.
Yeah, come on out.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, Piatto's. They're a caterer, but they're also a restaurant here, and it's great food. I'm a regular there.
Yes, you are.
I was telling somebody the other day, I get one of those cards, and I think the 10th meal is free or something. And I've gone through a few of those cards.
You've made a lot of friends at the mall by eating over there, Mark.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I got to get our Tootsie Pop display over there. That's one of my next things. Hey, you saw this news article, and Lord willing, I don't know if I can pull it off, but tomorrow on Tuesday, the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends, I'm hoping to see if I can get Marcus Jackson. He's a writer for the News Gazette.
He
what
is.
Do you call these people that write articles?
Journalist? I don't know.
He was in Washington, D.C. this past weekend, and I'm hoping he's going to be back so he can be featured on tomorrow, the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. But he wrote a story the day after we left for Israel, our group of 56, and it made the front page of the News Gazette and had a big photo of me with Beanie Babies and the name badges.
That's a good article.
Yeah, it was really well written and covered, you know, a lot of the content and the things we're desiring to do. And so I'm going to see if I can get him in and read the article.
Oh, that'd be great.
And just share a little about his work at the News Gazette and how he got that position and such. And I think you want to meet up with him about writing. And,
yeah, he said he would meet me. Yeah.
Which, incidentally, we're going to have you read at least a story out of your book. So we've got to get to that. Let's see. What else do I have here? Ivan Parker coming to town.
Yes.
not only just to town, to Lincoln Square on Saturday, June 10th.
Hey, Lincoln Square is the happening place.
Happening place. If you saw the News Gazette article about maybe the Hilton Hotel coming in here.
Oh, I know.
Well, they call it like a tapestry series. It's their unique hotels that are custom to the area or certain circumstances. It's a tapestry line. They have the Hilton line, then they have the DoubleTree line, they have the Hampton Inn line.
It's a big company.
Yeah, they have some high-end line, I can't think of what it's called, but they have this new Tapestry line.
Kind of historical hotels.
Yeah, unique to the area. And so that'd be another great addition to the mall. So
sure
we'll see
would.
How that all works out. Let's see. Unit 115. Hey, I saw you talking to Marge Ketchum on Friday. I kind of know what's going on, but can you give us a sneak preview?
I was interviewing Marge for the April edition of the Prime Lifetimes, and I got to tell you, folks, Marge Ketchum is a jewel of a person.
Mm-hmm.
She's a very compassionate individual, and she gave out so much wisdom. I just felt like I was, like, soaking it up.
Well, and she helps out with our conversational English classes.
She sure does.
She's with the beginners, and then Herb's in with the intermediates. So she's been assisting with that for, I don't know, about 10 or 12 weeks. I don't know, a number of weeks.
And the students love her, too.
Yeah, she's sweet. Well, I handpicked those two because their disposition and their temperament and their slow speaking.
Yes.
And for the internationals, especially the beginners, they can kind of watch their mouths, and they're very compassionate, like you said.
And patient.
Patient. So they were a great fit and have been helping. In fact, this Thursday is our final class in this series, and I think we're going to have a little potluck or some finger foods. I think we have typically 25 to about 30 that show up every Monday and Thursday. And so we're going to take, I think it's going to be about a two-week break, and then we're going to start up another eight-week session. So if some of you have a heart for internationals and maybe have some, I guess it's called TESOL background, like English as a second language, or there's a number of different acronyms on if you've worked with internationals and have taught English or have assisted, we'd love to have a few trained people helping us in the days ahead.
Mm-hmm.
So give us a call, 217-367-7777. One other note, you didn't know this till I mentioned it morning. The Singing Men of GNN are going to be a part of the Home, Garden, and Design Expo. It's happening here at Lincoln Square. WCIA
it's the happening
is place. I don't know, the organizer, or they have an oversight, and Great News Radio is going to be a part of it. Obviously, with our studios being right here,
it will
be accessible to everyone that comes, and they expect between 4,000 and 5,000, hopefully maybe even more with the Great News Radio getting behind it. Yeah, 4,000 to 5,000 people over the 2 days. It's Saturday, April 8th, and then Sunday, April 9th. But the Singing Men will be singing on Saturday at 2 p.m., Saturday, April 8th, in the food court.
Oh.
And so that'll be kind of fun, the Singing Men. In fact, WCIA, they have a number of believers that are part of the organization.
Wow.
I think I've talked to three or four different guys. The one that helped do our story that was featured on Channel 3 some weeks back for the grand opening open house.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody said, oh, I love Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, my.
And another guy that does sales and such says, oh, I attend this church. And we were thinking the Singing Men would be a great fit. And I was like, oh, great.
So Saturday, April 8th.
And that'll be 2 p.m. in the food court. And so they'll have some entertainment. They were trying to work with me to see if we could get in the Singing Contractors. Have you ever seen them?
No.
They're like an internet phenomenon or Facebook phenomenon where it's two guys, contractors, dressed with the flannel shirts and the, you know, the belt with the hammer and nails.
I had not heard of this.
Oh, and they sound great. Well, they did, I think, one of these YouTubes or Facebook posts.
Yeah.
And it got so popular, you know, many millions of likes.
It went viral.
Went viral. For some of our senior saints, what? Do I just have the disease? Do I need a shot? No, this is a term that
many people
like. That's
what I thought the first time I heard it.
Yeah. So I guess there was a growing demand, and then they started getting booked all over. And as I went to one of the sites to see if we could, WCIA asked if I had any connections with them.
Yeah.
They weren't getting a response because they wanted to see if they could have them come and sing.
Yeah.
And so I sent off an email, and they got back to me.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
And so then I forwarded it to the station, but they needed an honorarium of like $3,000 to $6,000, and we couldn't come up with that.
That's all I can say to that.
I said I could maybe come up with $500, and then WCIA was going to do $500.
I can pitch in $20.
Yeah, so well, that'd be $1,020.
Okay.
So, anyway, so they got very popular, and then on this footage on their website, they were with the Gaithers and Fox
what?
News, and so, yeah, they're all over. And they sound really good. They're
I am going
really
to
good.
Bring this up immediately
yeah. Singing
after
contractors.
This
yeah. So anyway, but I don't think we're going to be able
to pull
anyway,
it
off.
Oh, well, anyway, all that excitement.
Yeah, all the same.
They're not coming.
Yeah. All the same, they're not coming.
But come to the Home and Garden
yeah.
Show.
Yes, you'll hear the Singing Men of GNN. In fact, we were trying to work to see if we could sing back up a few songs with them.
Oh, that would
but
be fun, too. Let's talk
happen.
More about what's not going on.
Yeah.
So. Things okay. that are not happening
yeah.
this month.
Yes, yes. Oh, so anyways, put those dates down, April 8th and 9th. It'd be a great time for you to come in and see the progress at the Great News Radio Center, get a tote bag, Tootsie Pop Bank, program guide, yard sign, all sorts of things. So, all right, that's all the things I have laid out here in front of me, covered this, covered that.
I think we could start a chess club, you know, at 115.
Oh, yeah, 115B.
It's got that sorry, 115B. It's got a chess painting on the front.
Yeah, we're going to clean that
up,
I think.
Oh, we are?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Another thing, come see it, but it won't be there because we're going to clean it up.
I was going to say, maybe we could hold on to it that way.
Yeah, the ping pong table is up, though, after Thursday's conversational English class. There's these two Chinese guys.
I knew you were going to
say
that.
They're the best ping pong players I've ever played with.
Yeah.
One guy's off the charts good. Which I actually returned some of his shots, so I felt like, wow, I must be getting better. And the other guy is very, very good, and he and I had some very fun volleys, so I think he enjoys playing me.
I saw you go in there for 5 minutes between meetings.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and I came back sweating.
Yeah,
you
did.
They
you
had
rushed
me
in,
running.
Played this champion, rushed back. Okay, I'm here.
Yeah. I don't know if I played him. I was watching him, though, because he's so great with
him.
His serves. I think he was, like, holding back. He could do so much more.
Yeah.
But I think I played well enough where it was still worth his while.
Well, you said he had to run a couple times after yours.
Well, there was a few times I got lucky. I was like, wow, I returned it. I felt really good. But
it's exciting against
so
somebody like that.
So that new 115B, we're able to utilize it. We have a bunch of stuff that we're storing over there. But maybe in the days ahead we can have some other gatherings or we'll see how things come together. But,
yeah,
thank you, God, for the ability to do that. So we have your book in front of us, and you and I had talked about this a little bit off air. Maybe we'll do a series in the coming days where we'll start from the beginning and take our listeners through the whole book.
Oh.
Because who was it the other day when you were here? I think it was on Friday. Oh, yeah, it was Denise Enright.
Yeah.
She was fascinated by the book. Her husband, Ken, they both support the radio ministry. Ken, for the most part, grew up in Africa.
Yeah, he said that.
Was born in America, but many years in Africa with his family, I believe. So you and he had a conversation at length during the open house or something.
At great length. We ended up staying while the cleanup was going on, still talking.
Yeah. But she had read
Zambia,
that.
Zambia, I think he was from.
And so anyway, so we'll share that with our Great News Radio listeners, and then maybe in the days ahead, you know, figure out how we can do a whole series of it. But what have you picked out for us today?
Well, it seems like I've heard here and there of some listeners who are going through hard times or just some hardship or someone being ill or an assortment of things. Not everybody, but some people.
Sure.
And so for some reason, I felt like I wanted to read this particular selection and maybe it will bless one of those people.
And this is out of your book, Memories of an African Son, S-U-N.
Yes.
And these are a collection of devotional thoughts and memories,
yeah.
And you've put it together creatively. They're memories or they're highlights of things you remember, along with like a devotional thought and a prayer and many times referencing scripture. Very well put together, and she loved it.
Oh.
And this is by Mary Ann Simpkins. Also, this book is available at the Great News Radio Center. Now, if you listen carefully, you might hear some pounding. We always are improving the center here and putting things together. And
so you're part of it.
Yeah. So if you come by, you will be able to see some changes.
Yes, you will. Shall I start?
Yes, please do.
Okay.
That'll be okay.
The introduction. To
yeah. There was a lot of work going on also in Africa.
Yeah. Wow, that's going to be hard to connect. But yes, there was. Okay. This is section number 46, and it's called Harmattan. The harmattan blows into Ghana as a dry and dusty wind. Coming down off the Sahara to the north, it flows from that vast desert all the way to the ocean in what sometimes feels nonstop during the months of January and February. For me, A dusty dryness did not feel like a particularly new thing after the dry season of Zimbabwe. However, there is something quite different about the Harmattan. People have asked me if I've been to the Sahara Desert, and I always reply that although my father traveled through parts of it, I did not. I did, however, taste it, feel it, and brush it off my skin, for the Harmattan carries the dust of the Sahara. There are times when the storms of life come as a dry and dusty time, a dryness that just goes on, seemingly endless, a time when the songs don't sound the same, when the music has long disappeared, a time when dreams are shattered, lives changed, and roads redirected. These are the wrenching times, the times we come close to losing our lives, or even do. The times of agony, the times of wailing. The hardest thing to believe at those times is that God is with us, that there is something larger than our present. I see Hagar, the Egyptian, in the desert, desolate, thirsty, crying out to God for her son, Ishmael, for his thirst, for his life. The country she was traveling through as she tried to go home was brutal, a tormenting, arid landscape. It is startling she survived. I see Joseph, 13 long years in an Egyptian dungeon prison, waiting for hope. Sold by his own brothers and forgotten, even by the fellow prisoner he helped. We are told God was with them both. Hagar's son's name means God has hearkened. I think that's the hardest thing to believe in the desert, in the dry, dusty land as one cries for help, that God has hearkened. What God provided Hagar was a spring of water. And that is what we all need in those debilitating times, a spring of hope, of water, of life, of a future. Sometimes we can barely survive the storms. Other times we're surprised at our own resilience and by the extraordinary mercies of both God and our fellow humans. The Bible says of Hagar that an angel came to her, and God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. So she went and filled the skin with water and gave the boy a drink. Genesis 21:17-20. And with that action, life went on. There are those who live their lives in the desert, entire peoples who've learned to live in the desert for thousands of years. They have made a life for themselves in some of the most difficult places on earth. And there are people around me now who have learned to survive, even though things continue being very hard for them. The Harmattan did carry one nice thing with it. The temperatures in Accra fell at night. Still, I personally didn't like the taste of desert in my mouth or that gritty feeling of sand in my eyes. I don't think most people do. It might serve us all well, then, to not judge anyone going through desert days, through their journey of hardship. Perhaps instead, we could try to be an oasis for them, an oasis in their desert. Perhaps we should have a hands-off policy in terms of judgment. It is the worst of all times to judge them. It is instead a time to remember Jesus' statement, "Do not judge, or you too will be judged." Matthew 7:1. And a hands-on policy to do all we can to help, to pray that God will hearken, to provide the spring of hope if we can, and if we can't, again, to cry out for them as Hagar the Egyptian cried to God, that he will hearken. God, I pray that you will bless and help the people on this earth who are walking in a desert place, whether a physical desert or a spiritual one, I pray that you will hearken to their cry. You will provide the living water for them, and you will show us all how to be an oasis in the desert for each other, a place to weather the hard times of life.
That's the voice of Marianne Offenstein reading from her book, Memories of an African Son, available at the Great News Radio Center. What's the title of this section? I think you have, what, like 50? How many sections in this book?
60.
60 sections, and that was 46. Harmat- and what was the title?
Harmattan.
Harmattan. I hadn't heard that word before.
Yeah, it's like a monsoon. The African word, or maybe it's Arabic word for the monsoon winds that blow down there. Just the air is filled with the Sahara Desert sand.
The dusty sands. Well, I'm thinking for today's broadcast, I'm going to title it "Being That Oasis."
Oh.
You know, the calling through the reading, at least to me, the conviction, or hopefully for many, is people don't need to be criticized or judged. Though there's a time and a place for certainly bringing conviction or correction.
Right.
But oftentimes we tend to do that at the fault of not loving, not caring, not supporting, not being that oasis, that point where they can maybe feel comfortable to come to terms with their sin or their misgivings or whatever. But
or just emotional distress.
Yeah,
we've all
gone
through at times. Yeah.
Being That Oasis.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you. Another great reading.
Thank you.
Again, from the book, Memories of an African Son. Stop by the Great News Radio Center. We're typically open 10 to 5 p.m. You can pick up a copy, and maybe you'll see Marianne here. She's here many times, many of the days.
So. And for sure they'll probably see you.
yeah, that's right. Whizzing in and out of one of these doors. All right, well, that concludes the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. Thank you, Marianne, for being available. Tomorrow, Lord willing, we'll see if it can all be pulled together. I'll see if I can get Marcus Jackson. He's a writer for the News Gazette or a journalist or whatever his position. I'll find out more maybe tomorrow.
I've got to find
tomorrow.
Out what word we're supposed to use here.
Yeah, what's on his business card. So,
all right.
Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Offenstein with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.